Hi everyone. Good evening. Welcome to our second class, and we'll spend a few minutes grounding and settling in, absorbing the beautiful light of our collective consciousness. And yes, your light is part of this beautiful sphere that we enter in our sacred circle. Take a few breaths and settle into your body and your sphere of being. Gather your energies back to you, all the energy that is linked to everything outside of yourself, outside of your sphere of being. Penny, your speaker keeps coming on and I keep muting it. Okay, we're getting there. Do a few stretches and shoulder rolls and neck rolls and ask your body what would make it happy right now. In fact, that's a wonderful way to start. Is by asking your body what would feel really good in terms of energy right now. What kind of energy helps me feel centered? Coherent. In love. And see how your body responds. So this is our second class in the blessings of the new earth, the emergence, emerging from the cocoon. And what does that really mean? So let's take a moment and pause because the coherence of the sacred circle is coming in very strongly right now. We're harmonizing our collective field. Our body and being are recognizing that we're coming into a sacred space. And we need to give some adjustment time to that. Let's greet Mother Earth. And we greet her through communing with her, with our energy, with resonating with her non-verbally. And we're getting more and more used to this non-verbal language and communication. So, what does it feel like to greet her with your energy? And when we greet and communicate with energy, there is we really shift into a different dimension. And it doesn't mean that you have to know exactly what the energy is doing. You may have a sense of what's happening, and that's all you need. It's just a little sense of a recognition. A recognition of an exchange that feels really good. That starts to make us feel connected to someone greater. And I like to describe it as a union and a communion where there is a harmony and a resonance happening, and we don't pull it apart piece by piece. We just allow a total experience. And watch out for the mind. The mind's going to want to take it apart, try to define it, try to make sense out of it. And in this case, we're making sense out of it through feeling and sensing. And maybe through some imagery or some imagination. But we're getting away from the mind that wants to take things apart piece by piece and moving into the direction of a wholeness, a union, and a communion. So let's give a little space for that to happen. And each of you has your own personal experience of this based on your configuration of being. And I hope you can each accept who you are and how that type of union shows up for you. And it's more like in the arts, where your body starts moving to music, or the inspiration of a piece of art just sends thrills or understanding or inspiration through your being. There we go. How does music speak to you? How does an image speak to you? How does your body speak to you? So let's take a moment to make how you experience the world, how you experience the subtle world, okay. It's okay. There's no type of experience to strive for. So we have to start from a place where we're okay. We're okay with ourselves. And this is really important because if we're in a cocoon stage where we are dissolving old patterns, old aspects of our being, we have to be okay with that. So we have to know how to be okay with ourselves. So when we shift into the sensing and intuitive sensing, the biggest hindrance to that is thinking and believing it should be a certain way. Thinking pulls things away from wholeness and into pieces and parts, fragments. So see if you can shift into sensing your feet, sensing how your energy is forming a connection, or you're recognizing the connection that you already have. And starting with the experience you're having and making it okay is how you deepen from that experience. And there is an orientation towards deepening in our soul. There's an orientation to forming union. So feel your seat, feel your feet, however you sense it. And when you're okay with how you're sensing it, you'll notice that you sense more. And then you sense more. And your subtle senses will start to become enlivened and activated. And your awareness becomes more inclusive and expansive. There we go. And what if, while we're in this cocoon of transformation, what's dissolving is a sense of constricted time, a sense of striving, a sense of taking things apart into fragments. And the identity that we have created as a result of those characteristics. And I can tell you from my own experience, that can be very scary. Letting go of who we think we are, the identities we've created, we hang on to those pretty tightly. It can be terrifying. And yet, we are going through that. We are going through an entirely new earth frequency, an entirely new frequency of who human beings are. We're going through changes in biology, physics, chemistry, everything is shifting. In our belief system, in our identity. And that's part of this experience of being in the cocoon and having this disillusion occur. So, how do we find our safety? How do we find a center so that we can feel secure enough to allow this disillusion to occur? And as we get into that, that's what happens in our sacred circle ceremony. But I want you to kind of identify a few quirks in your personality that are hard edges. Where your reaction is very strong to something. whether it's a fear, being afraid of bats or snakes, being afraid of being triggered and reactive, the hard edges of your belief system. And just identify a few of those for yourself. We're not going to share those. I just want you to find a few. And we're going to put those into the circle tonight. We're going to put those in and say they're up for transformation. It could even be a limitation in your body. Like when I'm in yoga and I can only bend so far. That's a rigid place. It could be a belief system. Could be a value, even, that you think your integrity depends upon. Something that feels so rigid that you have no flexibility in it whatsoever. So, in our sacred circle, at the beginning of the sacred circle, we have this purification and this dissolving of these ingrained patterns and conditioning that go into the circle, and they start dissolving in an alchemical way, the same way a caterpillar in a cocoon goes through this alchemical process of dissolving its entire body. Can you imagine that? Your entire body is dissolved. And on a certain level, that is what we are going through. So that caterpillar has a consciousness that held it as a caterpillar, held it as in its transformational process in the cocoon. And then also holds it in its emergent being. So there's a consciousness that's greater than all that change that holds us safely. And that's what we want to identify with, to feel safe going through all the change that we're going through. So, one of the ways that I have found for myself and what I teach is this connection with Mother Earth and Father Sun and the sphere of love that is created by their relationship that holds us as Earth beings because we live in the sphere of their love and connection. We're not abandoned. We're held by these cosmic parents. So allow yourself to sink into yourself. And when I say self, it's not just your physical being, it is your sphere of being. It's your energy field. It's your body. It's the interior of your body. It's your cells. It's your light. It's your consciousness beyond your individuality. And you're not, I don't want you to take this from a perfectionistic point of view. You're inching into this. So allow yourself to inch into this deeper state without pushing yourself into it. You're releasing into it. And it's not going to be perfect. I'm just telling you with that right now, it's not going to be perfect, but you will be doing some form of it. And that's great. And sense your lower back and see if you're holding any tension there. Do your knees want to spread apart more? Do your thighs want to spread out on the chair more? Hopefully, you're all sitting in a chair upright, not laying back. And this is actually very important for the organization of your energy field. Ideally, the energy, once it's flowing through you, will hold you up. And if you are laying back a little bit, it'll cause you to sit up because it will inform your musculature to return to its natural position. Our muscles and tendons need this beautiful energy to help maintain the integrity of the muscular system. And so, by sitting instead of lying down or laying down, you discover that you can rely on energy to hold you up. And that energy will guide your body to find its natural rhythm, its natural structure, and its natural organization. And it's very restorative. And when you start allowing that to happen while you're sitting, it's easier for the state to appear in your daily life when you're busy with something else. It's a muscle memory, it's an energy memory. It'll carry you through the day in a constant cycle of replenishment. A cycle of cleansing and replenishing. And so that's the importance of the sitting posture for this type of work. You want to create energetic patterns that sustain your centeredness, your natural organization and structure. Your natural flow, your integrated flow, bringing the breath and body together. And if we do this lying down, which it can be done lying down, that's not the posture that you go through life in. Does that make sense? Does anyone have any comments or questions about that? If you arrive here totally exhausted, and you can't wait to get into the nice energy that we have here because you are so exhausted, I invite you to try this in a way that will start replenishing you during the day. And when you are informed by Mother Earth's energy, she might interrupt all that conditioning and all that striving and all that habit of being that we have and actually cause you to take a breath, a break, spend more time taking care of yourself. And that feels like, oh, I might be dropping out and I might lose my space. I might lose something if I take some time to take care of myself and expand my being instead of contracting it. That's how intense the conditioning is. When you feel like you can't stop, that you're on the hamster wheel, and there's just no stopping. So, sense your legs, sense your feet. You might be starting to feel some energy, or you might feel some relaxation or some revitalization. So, this idea of replenishment is something I want you to introduce into your life. And it's replenishment by Mother Earth. Imagine all the different ways that Mother Earth knows how to take care of herself. Imagine how she is spinning through the galaxy in harmony with greater forces, that she is sustained by greater forces. And those are the living energies of all creation. And so when I connect with her through my union and communion with her, I am connecting to those greater forces. And you are too. And those greater forces have so much intelligence. They know how to run the universe. Any questions or comments? Somehow I hear something going on with if someone wants to speak up about something. If you do, speak up quietly, because we're starting to get into a deeper space.
I could feel the force of what you said about the intelligence of the universe. And I had a moment today where working at my daughter's house of all things, but there was just a very centered energy, and I could feel it throughout my body, and I just it was just like it just felt right, you know. So everything was in alignment, and it just so I was out of that mindset also. It was just like, okay, I'm in this flow. And it was just a centered energetic feeling. So it just I could relate to what you were saying about the balanced energy.
Yeah, and how did you like that? How much did you like that feeling?
Oh, it was good. I mean, and I like the idea of, like, you know, I can do these tasks and they're not onerous. It's like, okay, I'm doing a task, and it's like, okay, that's what I'm doing. And it just, you know, and then the task goes better too, because it's like I'm not like fighting it. I'm like, okay, how am I going to do this? I'm going to go with it.
Beautiful. To me, that's just beauty to my heart to hear how this incorporates into someone's life. Thank you. I love that. Okay, so sense how you're sitting right now. Feel how your body is settling down, how your nervous system is starting to come out of fight flight. We don't realize how extreme the fight flight in our system gets in a day until we start coming out of it. And you might sense a subtle energy flowing in your system, or some releases, or just a good feeling. Can come in many different ways. Release of pain, a rebalancing of the right and left sides of your body. And it allows you to sink in, to draw within, because not only is your nervous system regulated, that's one level, but your consciousness is also becoming engaged. Your energy is becoming integrated into your consciousness, into your awareness. And again, each one of us knows this in a different way. I can't keep emphasizing that enough, because the conditioning that we have as a result of being educated is that we are supposed to be able to answer the questions on a test exactly like everyone else answers them. And that does not apply here. There's no testing and there's no being like everyone else. This is about becoming comfortable with your uniqueness and allowing that comfort to guide you into a more integrated state within yourself. Allowing that comfort to guide you into a more integrated state within yourself. And it is going from the fragmented state to the integrated state. That is that disillusion that occurs in that cocoon. So, who you are in an integrated whole state is the emergent you. The the being that Mark experienced is his emergent self. And we've called that a peak experience, a transcendent experience. It's really our true self. I kind of would reverse it, is that whatever the opposite of peak would be is what we're experiencing most of the time in our daily life. It's like a dip below the line. And what we're calling peak experiences are what our integrated state is and how we could be living. And it's not just the integrated flow state, it's an integrated consciousness state. So flow state is one thing, and then a greater state of union that encompasses us so that understanding, wisdom, harmony can emerge. And we start to understand our life in a greater context. Okay, feel your seat now and feel how you're settled. The lower part of your body is settling in. And I know on mine, I can feel my muscles kind of gripping and releasing as the energy is starting to flow through them more. And there's kind of a pulsing action that helps release any kind of tension that's being held. So, what is it like to be sitting without tension? And not in a flaccid state, but in a state where you're being held up by the energy. And as each of us finds more of that state within us, the collective light of our consciousness grows and glows. And there's more of a quantum leap in the energy of the collective that happens as each person settles in. And then that collective energy holds us and starts having an intelligent impact on our being. So we start to come into this dynamic relationship with the collective consciousness of our group. And our individual body being, our individual sphere of being. And we're going through a dynamic process. This is the alchemical process. And we are interacting with the collective light of consciousness and our individual uniqueness. I'm going slow on this so that you will sense even if it's uncomfortable, the process. So you start to recognize it and be comfortable with it. And watch how each muscle starts to release and a greater feeling of ease starts to come in. While there's still areas of discombobulation, disorganization, and heavy energies. And so it's getting to know the process, being in the process and being okay with it. And so as this energy from Mother Earth starts flowing through us, so now you might feel like maybe you're planted deep in the earth, maybe your legs are feeling some light energy or electricity. Maybe you can sense the chakras on the soles of your feet and roots, all different feelings. Maybe your hips are releasing, your belly's releasing, your breath's releasing. And you're starting to shift out of the suffering state and into a pleasant state. And allow yourself to be in a pleasant state. And a lot is happening in this state. A lot of the heavy energies are being digested and transmuted by the energies coming in from Mother Earth. You're not having to control it and make it happen. If you're patient and allowing, it happens. How are we doing with this? A few people want to chime in and say how this feels for you because I'm going very slowly tonight. And how's the feeling?
It feels wonderful.
Oh, good.
And it feels like there's just an arising consciousness and the flow. And there will be moments of sort of exquisite feeling. And then all of a sudden, there'll be a, oh gosh, there's a little pocket of tension there, which is an invitation to allow and allow. It's just. It's delightful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So we're on our way to a brighter and brighter consciousness, clearer and clearer, stronger and stronger. And all of that leads to greater understanding and wisdom. And understanding is a key word because understanding and insight arise out of this coherent state that we're cultivating here. And there's a deep sense of completeness when we understand something from this deeper state. It's in our cells, it's in our bones, it's stationed in our being in a permanent way. And at the same time as we're doing all this, there is this disillusion, clearing of heavy energies that the sacred circle is performing for us. So that's the magic and the mystery of ceremony. There's an action between the collective consciousness of the group as we clear and relax into the deeper space that attracts and engages the non-physical consciousness that pervades existence. And we can call this non-physical consciousness certain types of beings that are there and always in support. So at this stage, everyone has attracted to themselves helper non-physical beings that are actually able to find areas that we don't know about that are hidden and open them up through resonance, through compassion, through light, and help release that which is hidden to our awareness. And don't let your mind get entangled in this. I can see that starting to happen. We're not answering to the mind right now. We're answering to the heart and soul of your being. Maybe you feel some energy in your hands, or your heart feels more enlivened. Your diaphragm is freed up, and your breath is deeper, easier. Your crown chakra, third eye, and throat are able to naturally come alive. And your energy system starts finding itself as a system instead of parts. And it starts orienting towards integrating as a system, your whole subtle energy system. So, we can't think of the chakras as individual places. There's a totality of consciousness that occurs beyond the parts. And to help us orient, we can greet the directions and the elements. So we greet the spirit of the water, the spirit of the fire, the spirit of the air, and the spirit of the ether, or the plasma intelligence. And these are frequencies that take a certain form in matter, but also have an intelligence beyond matter. But have a lot to do with the organization structure of our being. And we greet the directions, the east, the south, the west, the north, above and below, and within. And these are codes for frequencies beyond what they look like on the physical plane. And we greet Father Sun, the limitless sky. The infinite source, and we allow ourselves to be bathed and taken care of by these frequencies. And this is where we offer those conditioned rigidities and responses that we identified earlier into the transformational flow. And we just drop them in like you're dropping a coin into a wishing well. We don't know what or how we'll look afterwards or how we'll feel afterwards. We're dropping this into an unknown, powerful, transformational consciousness. It's not going to make you do anything crazy, which is a great fear of our conditioning, that we might do something that gets us excommunicated from the tribe. But it does free up light and clarity within your being, helps you become more sovereign. So that fear of being an outcast is redirected into an understanding that you become clearer and more sovereign. So this is an old pattern, condition pattern, trauma response that's being released here. And again, don't try to pick it apart, just let it happen. So we ended up with a trauma response that every time we got close to transformation, that trauma response would kick in and shut it down for fear of survival. And we're allowing an intelligence, an energy, a wisdom into our being right now that allows us to become that butterfly that instead of crawling can fly. And that's represented in us by this clarity and sovereignty and wholeness. And so when you let go into our ceremonial space, into the arms of Mother Earth, you rise into your true being. And out of the fear of survival. I mean, imagine that caterpillar going into a cocoon. Would it go in if it was afraid of dissolving? Some part of it knew, its consciousness knew it would take flight. That greater consciousness that you have, that the caterpillar has, that all existence has. So we're releasing the tethers of that survival mode, which is in our nervous system, which is in our psyche. And landing in a place of more clarity and more sovereignty. And there can be a few butterflies in your stomach as this happens. And on a bigger picture level, the axis and the toroidal field of the group is flowing beautifully and centered. And each person is finding a flow along their own axis and field. And then there's a natural unfolding that occurs into greater and greater consciousness. And When you feel like your mind gets engaged, go back down to your seat and feet. Allow the universe to help you. And wherever you are, the most important feature now is your own engagement with your consciousness. You're not striving to be somewhere perfect. Our goal is engagement in an intimate way with your consciousness. And learning from within through understanding, sensing, revelation. And I know this can be frustrating. You want to be somewhere. You want to be somewhere different. You want to be where you think you should be or expect to be. But this engagement with your own consciousness is the key right now. So the group's greater energy has formed the Merkaba, which is the three-dimensional, six-pointed stars that are upside down and right side up and intertwine the Merkaba. So we are in the space of greater consciousness. And yet we are embodied, aware of energy, aware of the mind trying to pick things apart, all of it. And this is what ceremony is. It's all of it. And as a result, we become transformed over days or weeks. This experience has an impact on your being, like an enzyme activates and transforms. Later, the circle is getting stronger. There's one breath. A divine presence. A sense of the sacred, the meaningfulness of this space can be profound. And we become a beacon of the sacred. A radiating coherence. A living creation. The true capacity of a human being becomes evident. That we're meant to be in multidimensional process and experience. We're meant to be in ceremony together. In community, that's very deep. And we're finding out that this is more of who we are as human beings. What we're capable of. We're still releasing some heavy energies, which is exactly where we're meant to be. We can be in an expanded state and a state where we're releasing and transforming heavy energies all at the same time. Being able to hold that kind of space is a type of spiritual maturity. We'll sit here for a few more minutes while the energies naturally clear and cleanse us and become brighter and brighter. So there's a part of our being that is what I would call being in a composting state. And so this will continue to be with you during the week. And so we're in process of breaking down those rigidities through an organic process, an organic process of consciousness. And, we're used to maybe a lot of light working on that, but this is coming from a deep, earthy place where the microbes and the worms and all the different living beings under the earth are digesting those heavy rigidities and working on us. And so you might want to make a note of what you put into the circle, your hardened edges. And after a week, see what's happened to those after initiating this process tonight. I know for me, it kind of softens my reactions to things. Instead of being a hard and quick reaction, my reactions can get softer and more pliable, open, less sticky, less part of my identity. So, as we close tonight, does anyone have anything they'd like to share? Okay, so during the week, as you go through this process, I'd love it if you share in the comment section some of the insights or experiences you're having. And add to the collective revelations that we're engaged in here. Okay. So many blessings, and thank you for coming together this evening. And it's going to be really interesting to see what happens this week. I look forward to hearing about it. So, blessings.